Hey coaches, welcome to the Raised Fundraising Campaign, the easiest fundraiser there is. As a coach and leader, you understand the concept of teaching strategies. Now, this is an opportunity to help teach your athletes some discipline and real-world financial responsibility. When we raise this amount of money, we can get this. The nice part of this campaign is that it's simple. I'll explain how it works in a moment, and it's an awesome product for sports fans. Have you ever looked into getting a jersey frame to display proudly on the wall? You start at $250 and go into the thousands of dollars. Raised Fundraising has teamed up with the Sport Displays and are offering the $40 jersey mount. Not only is it easy to install, the jerseys are removable and interchangeable. Check out the links provided in the information package and on the resources page at raised.ca to see the mount in action. Now, you and your team are going to send these links to all your sports fans you know. Most sports fans have jerseys they really want to mount in their man caves or garages or basements, but aren't willing to spend the big money required to do so. You now have the opportunity to offer an amazing solution, and this is also their chance to give back to the community. Often these are people who played sports when they were kids, and they know the concept of paying it forward. They appreciated when others supported them, and this is their time to support others too. If you're planning on approaching businesses, have a strategy with the team and avoid bombarding them with requests. Remember, the proceeds are for the team, and the whole team wins when an effective strategy is used. The key is to directly approach sports fans and not spam all of your email contacts. The goal of 5 to 10 jersey mounts is quite easy to achieve with a little planning and proper execution. It couldn't be any easier. 1, you send the link. 2, they click the link and make the purchase. 3, we collect and send all of your money. 4, we ship you the orders. That's it. Thanks again for being part of the Raised Fundraising team, and good luck this season. All for one and one for all.
In the Pocket Edition is brought to you by and sponsored by SportsCenter Bar and Grill. SportsCenter Bar and Grill is located on 624 Wellington Street West in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and it's Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar for 6 years in a row and the home to Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best wings. SportsCenter Bar and Grill and the Game Sports Show have been a family and a unit together since January 2016. You can check them out on Facebook or on Instagram. That's at SportsCenter SSM. You can also give them a call to order takeout today. That's 705-946-2826. Or just go check them out on Wellington Street West, 624 in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. SportsCenter Bar and Grill, the Sioux's best sports bar. Are you hunting for a solution for your commercial or residential rooftop? Well, don't look any further than Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated. You can check out Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated at flawlessroofing.ca. You can also check them out on Facebook. Yes, on Facebook as well, under Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated. Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated has been in operation since 2012 and offers superior roofing solutions for both commercial and residential rooftops. Owner and operator Daniel Felice prides himself on working with only the top-of-the-line materials, including Lexcon and Lexcor products. With over 30 years of experience in the roofing industry, Flawless Roofing provides exceptional roofing solutions and is sure to exceed your expectations. Also, currently, Flawless Roofing is one of the few recognized EPDM installers in Northern Ontario. Check out their website, that's flawlessroofing.ca. Check out again their website, flawlessroofing.ca, or check them out on Facebook, Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated. You can contact them at 705-943-1777. Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated, offering superior roofing solutions for both commercial and residential rooftops. Flawless Roofing, protect your investments, start at the top. Booyah, and it's time for the Game Sports Show. It is your host, David McKeag Jr. This is the In the Pocket Edition, sponsored by SportsCenter Bar and Grill and Flawless Roofing SureSeal Incorporated. I'm joined by my co-host for this edition. Here tonight is December the 8th, 2022, the one and only EJ Russell. EJ, my friend, how's it going?
Yo, I am happy to be here. I'm sorry to our listeners for my absence recently. And Dave, can I take a minute to explain?
Absolutely.
So with what I do for work, I do advertising, media sales. I write commercials, things like that for a company called Radio Results Network. And it's part of the reason why I stopped working on the ESPN 1400 episode due to conflict of interest. Well, Radio Results Network has asked me to host a show that will be titled The Sports Throwdown, which will air Monday through Friday across three of our stations. And I have been doing my best to try to plan and move things around that. So as much as I love being here and talking to the TGM family and the network of listeners, and I certainly love you guys because doing all this has helped me get to where I am. But work does have to come first. Dave doesn't pay me enough or anything to do this, but I'm happy to be here because I love you guys. I love doing this, and this is what helped make me who I am today. So I'm certainly not going to quit, but that's why I've been absent for a few weeks. I got my own sports show, Sports Throwdown, across a couple of the stations of the Radio Results Network.
Very exciting. You know what? One day, the key thing there that I'm hoping is to start adding real numbers beside those zeros on the weekly check is what I'd like to start using as jokes now. Every week, it's been adding a zero to everyone's checks to the Gain Sports Show staff and TGM, but hopefully 2023 and 2024, with all of our big plans, things can start to change for all of us. But yes, EJ, congratulations for everything that has come up for you. It's been great from talking at the bar at the Wicked Sister how many years ago to now. And
it's like
look where it
7-8
is.
Years ago, man.
Yeah, unbelievable. Time is
It all started from joking in a bar to now I got my own show that's hosted inside a bar every Friday.
See,
what
it,
a funny,
full circle.
Funny way the world works.
Yeah, it's awesome. And
yeah, we do a live show at an establishment. I won't plug that establishment because no free ads here. but we do a free live show every Friday at an establishment here in town that's a large partner of ours. So. It's nice, yeah.
It is. So you know what? A big announcement that we had yesterday, though there was an upload today, I should remind listeners, of full time with Daniel Scarpino and Gaetano Gallo for the World Cup and soccer news, or should I say football news, either way. But we'll, this is the football show, okay? So I got to say soccer news, but that was uploaded on our website and cross
platforms. It's called soccer.
But there was an upload yesterday, December the 7th. There was a big announcement upload, only about 10 minutes in length, where I gave a lot of detail in terms of some teasers coming up in 2023, but the main announcement was, drum roll, how Monday, December 12th, the Monday show for the Game Sports Show returns. No, it won't be on live radio, and as I mentioned, I will not be answering questions in regards to that. That will not be the format at this current time. At this current time, we'll be proceeding with being a podcast version. It'll be hosted.
Doesn't matter. The show's back.
Yeah, it's back.
It's me. And if you're listening here, does it matter if it's on the air? No, because you get it here.
Exactly. And that means me and Butch are returning, and we're going to be following the same format as our good friend and co-founder of the Game Sports Show, Scott Nason, followed, the way that everyone enjoyed it.
Yep,
100%. And that also means that, you know, given being at the podcast form, maybe there'll be some surprise guests and some returns. Maybe one of the horsemen will be back. And if you don't know who the horseman is, I'm going to tell you right now, it's EJ, and you should know that. If you know the show, you do know.
And I already told Dave I will jump in as much as I can. But for the immediate future, guys and gals, listeners, I might be sparingly, but I'm going to commit as much as I can. I refuse to quit on the company that's never quit on me.
Look at that. See, EJ Russell and our great family, the Game Sports Show, and TGEM, everyone is loyal, and we're a very tight family. We have been since the end of 2015, and it's now.
Hey, people say I might be a piece of shit, but you know what?
You're not.
Those that love me, and they know why.
It's our
I'm a loyal guy.
Our eighth year together, all as a family. We've had some newcomers come on the way, but there is over 80% of us have been together from the start. Now, EJ, this is In the Pocket. We had our little introductions there, a little back and forth. In the Pocket is our football podcast presented by the Game Sports Show, powered by the Game Entertainment Media. I already mentioned the sponsor, but I gotta say it again.
Our longest running podcast.
Yes, I shouldn't forget that. Sports Center Bar and Grill and Flawless Roofing, Sure Steel Inc. As I mentioned from the beginning, you can get the In the Pocket podcast on all of our platforms, from our website, social medias, from Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google. We're all over. Just give us a search. And of course, these new shows are eventually going to be transitioning to the TGM network in 2023 with the special edition shows that are already there. But make sure you check out our website for a little slight update that we have. As mentioned, we have a lot more updates coming in the new year in 2023. For this football podcast, EJ and I are going to get into the current week Let's get into week 14 is what I have down for this upcoming week. Week 14 out of 18 already in the National Football League. And this is season 6 of In the Pocket, and we've only been able to record about 8 episodes here. So we've had some cancellations and changes, and of course, due to some unfortunate circumstances a few months ago, there was a pause.
And hey, listeners, you know what, listeners, you can blame me for a good chunk of the episodes missed, because normally when Dave doesn't host, I get to, and I just haven't been able to. So it's my fault.
No, there's not. There's no fault of any, and it's been a great.
Well, fine, it's Dave's fault.
Then. And we do, yeah, I'll take the blame. And we definitely appreciate everyone's patience with the In the Pocket episodes this year. But, EJ, we're going to get into talking about only week 14. We might get into some points throughout the podcast if things come up in conversation. But I want to get right off the hop, I want to kick it off here with getting right into the pick'em, if you're good with that.
So let's ride. I'm looking at it right now, bro.
See, now the pick'ems, it got real good last week. Yours truly had a very good week. But of course, even though I had a good week, somebody else had a good week, and that is EJ Russell. And right now, the current,
as I always do.
So the current standings in the pro pick'em, we call them, the Game Sports Show League for our pick'em, there is no Nojokuin around. That is EJ with 122 points in first. Yours truly, Chugging Kegs. I hate that name. I don't even know why I kept it. But 115 points in second place. Hike's Picks, that's Justin Heichel, obviously third out of fourth with 108 points. And then Tyler Ouellette rounding out the four. Ouellette five having 100 points. Now, I will say people are asking about Heichel. I must say, I forgot this at the beginning. Yikes. It is Justin Heichel's birthday today. Happy birthday to Justin
Heichel. We didn't forget. We just chose not to wish you happy birthday because you're a Colts fan. The Colts suck. And you already had a kid, and you congratulated for that, so suck it.
There you see, kid, now it's his birthday, and Justin Heichel will actually be away until the new year. He will return the first week in January with the Game Sports Show. Just so everybody knows, he has taken a break for these holidays, spending time with his kid. He has a lot of plans. He's busy, etc. He'll be back in the new year. So happy birthday
to
Justin
Heichel.
And I'm
just kidding, by the way. Happy birthday, buddy. We miss you. We love you. And congrats on the birthday and to your family.
Definitely. Now, one of the originals, along with yourself, EJ, and with Butch Davis. But now we're talking pick'em. So everyone likes when the person in first goes last so they don't think or know that I'm stealing picks. You know, and I'll take that.
I don't think you'll steal my picks this week. I'll go first.
You want to go first? You volunteer? All right.
I don't. And you know what? You could probably use a little help.
Okay, you know what? No, you can go first, though, because you volunteered. But I've already got mine locked in. I'm sure you do, too, though. You're pretty proactive.
Mine are already locked in.
Yeah.
Mine are always locked in. That's why I'm always number one. I never miss a game.
All right, let's get your picks then, my friend. You go first. We'll let you go first. We'll change it up this week.
All right. Well, coming from, excuse me, I know that's great to do in headphones. Everybody loves hearing that in their ears. let's start it off hot. We got the Raiders and Rams. This is a really interesting matchup. What I love here is that you're kind of not sure who's going to quarterback the Rams. They just signed Baker Mayfield. He's going to be wearing a new number 17 for him. And you really don't know what's going to happen, but Derek Carr has been a quarterback that has shown excellence in this league, and he's got Devontae Adams. He's one of the best wide receivers in this league. Right now, the Rams depth chart has John Wolford listed as number one, who's questionable. Baker's listed as two, who was earlier in the week listed as third in the depth chart immediately after the signing. So we could see a Baker Mayfield versus Derek Carr situation here. And I think if that's the case, I don't think that the Rams have enough to win. I like Baker and what he had done for the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to be very clear when I say the phrase had done for the Cleveland Browns. But he hasn't done that for anyone else since the one time he did it for the Browns, and I believe it was 2020 season. So I'm taking the Raiders here. I think that they have enough, and Josh Jacobs has been one of the best running backs in fantasy football and in football this year. I think the Raiders have enough to win that game. Then we go on to the Jets at Buffalo. Jets still don't know what's going on at quarterback, so I like the Bills at home in Orchard Park. Browns, Bengals, this one's interesting. So Joe Burrow has never lost to the Chiefs. He's 3-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs. However, he's 0-4 against the Cleveland Browns. Joe Burrow has never beaten the Cleveland Browns, and the Cleveland Browns are 5-0 against the Bengals in their last five games. For that reason alone, I'm going to take the Browns with Deshaun Watson on the road, a very unpopular pick this year. I'm going to take the Browns at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. I'm not picking because I'm a Browns fan here. Yes, that does help, but Joe Burrow has never beaten the Browns, and I think that that's a trend that you can continue to see. Deshaun Watson's going to get better. as the year goes on. Cowboys are hosting the Texans. I think this is a piece of cake. Texans have only won one game all year, and the Cowboys are hot, so give me Dallas at home. Vikings versus Lions. This is one of the most interesting games of the week to me, and here's why. Vikings are sitting at 10-2. I know that they've kind of had a rough go in their last couple games. They had that loss to Dallas. But you look, they haven't lost a game since the loss to Philadelphia, who I believe has only lost one game so far this year. So the Vikings are still kind of due for another loss. They're going into the next couple of games versus the Colts, the Giants, the Packers, and the Bears, which looks like it might be an easier slate. The Giants are kind of fading off ever so slightly. And I don't want to say they're fading off, but they don't look like they're going to make their way to be the division winner. And this is a game where the Lions don't look like the same old Lions. And they've come off of winning a heck of a bunch of football games here. I like Detroit at home. This ain't the same old Lions. So I'm going to take the unpopular vote here, and I'm going to go with the Lions. I think the Texans beat the Jaguars in Tennessee because Jacksonville just hasn't figured it out yet. Eagles take on the Giants at MetLife Stadium. I still like the Eagles here. Ravens versus the Steelers. I think this game's closer than a lot of people want it to be. But, Dave, I still got to go with the Ravens here. I think they have a better team overall. I will say this. If the Steelers pass rush can get into the backfield and sack whoever's starting for Baltimore this week three times, I think that Pittsburgh's going to have a shot to win this game. But I like the Ravens on the road. Chiefs over the Broncos at home, and what I think is the blowout of the week. I like the Niners over the Buccaneers. I think that they've got some nice pieces, and Brock Purdy is not the worst quarterback that you don't know about right now. So give him a chance. I like the Niners at home at Levi Stadium. I think the Seahawks breeze through the Carolina Panthers. This could be the other blowout of the week. Dolphins take on the Chargers in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. This, I think, could be a closer game, but Tua Tagovailoa has had a very good year, looking like an MVP candidate. I think he continues to do so against a Chargers team that's underperformed, whether you want to say that that's due to injuries on the offense or the defense with Keenan Allen being out or whatever you want to say it is. Tua Tagovailoa has done everything that his team has asked him to do, and Tyreek Hill is probably the second best wide receiver in the NFL, certainly the fastest receiver in the NFL right now. Then Cardinals-Patriots, this is kind of a coin flip for me. I got the Cardinals here. I just like what they got with D-Hop and the ability that that defense has. So for my tiebreakers this week, I have Cardinals 21, Patriots 15, Chiefs 35, Broncos 10. I think the Chiefs score the most points this week and Denver scores the least.
Okay, you know, that's why I wish I would have went first, because there's a lot of picks similar, especially close to the tiebreaker, but there, I think there is only one or two differences which may make or break.
There weren't going to be a lot of differences. Say this, before you make your picks, Dave, don't change them.
I'm not.
I'm going to guess at the differences. I think maybe you take the Steelers over the Ravens due to bias. I think maybe you take the Vikings over the Lions because Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver in the league, and Kirk Cousins is a dark horse MVP candidate, even though nobody wants to give it to him. And I think you take the Bengals over the Browns because they have Ja'Marr Chase back. Those are the three I think you have different.
Oh, good predictions. You're close. I'm going to go with the Raiders over the Rams, same reasons that you have stated. I do think when it comes to Baker Mayfield, he might see some action when it comes to tonight somehow, some way, if that happens.
Can we admit that he stinks, though?
Yeah, he's definitely not been what we expected he was going to be a few years back.
Well, I think what he was becoming that few years back is he had that first not a full season where he kind of brought some inspiration to the fan base. And then we had a lot of the right pieces. Nick Chubb played well, and everybody played well, and everybody was healthy. And everyone performed. Baker still made a lot of mistakes in those games, but we made it to the playoffs, right?
That's right.
And but ever since then, he hasn't played well. Ever since that emotion's gone away, he hasn't been able to recreate it.
No, he hasn't. And I'm hopeful that he can. I'm optimistic to see some guys like that try to bounce back, but I don't know if it's going to be with the Rams. But I got the Raiders.
And when I say I'm a Browns fan, for those that don't know.
I think people should know. They better know. They better know. But the Raiders and Rams, Raiders, as I mentioned. Bills over the Jets. Bengals over the Browns. You were right. I went with the Bengals over the Browns. Cowboys.
And that's a nice pick because they are playing at home. Ja'Marr Chase is expected to play, and Joe Burrow is due for a win against Browns. So that's not a bad pick.
Yeah, and I can't believe he's continuing to beat Patrick Mahomes like he was. Is Cowboys.
I think how funny is that, though, that he's beaten Mahomes as much as he has, yet he can't beat the Browns. I think that's calm.
It's crazy. It's almost like the Brady curse when he played the Dolphins back when he was with the Patriots. You have the Cowboys, Texans. I got the Cowboys. the Odell Beckham sweepstakes, you know, I'm thinking that that will resolve very soon.
I think we know he's not going to LA anymore.
No, I would agree to that. I would say Dallas looks like a little bit of a front runner. And I do have the Lions over the Vikings. I did have that. I picked the Lions over the Vikings this week due to being at home, different team. And I kind of feel like there's got to be a team that's higher up that's going to lose to a team that's a little bit lower than them. And I think it is the Lions. I got the Titans.
Well, now that I know you made that pick, I'm going to tell the fans I might pull a little gamesmanship and switch that later. I haven't decided yet, but I'm going to leave it at the Lions. I might switch it knowing you picked it just to try to get an extra leg up just to win because I like winning, but I will try my best not to. But I might. I'm just letting everybody know.
He's getting
just, now that I know that Dave picked it, I might.
He's getting a little worried, people, because Dave's catching up.
Dave's
catching up.
No, we both think the Lions will win. I really do. It'll take a lot for me to convince myself to switch this because it's in Detroit and the Lions have momentum right now. But I'm just saying, if I pull any shenanigans in the pick'em, this is the game I'll do it.
Oh, well, if he does it, we'll talk about it next week. Titans over the Jags. Eagles over the Giants. I think that's going to be a closer game than people think, too. And, yes, I do got the Steelers over the Ravens, not because of bias. You know, I feel like them being at home, and honestly, I knew you would pick the Ravens, and I picked the Steelers in this game. I've actually picked against the Steelers the last 5 out of 6 weeks when I've done the picks. So, obviously, I would pick them to win last week, and I'm happy to beat the Falcons. And as a Steelers fan, it's tough, but I'm here to win. So, I did pick
the
Steelers.
Well, do I get to explain myself on why I picked the Ravens, or are you just going to throw me under the bus here?
Well, you picked the Ravens. I think you said it because
I think Tyler Huntley is still a better option than anyone throwing the ball in Pittsburgh.
I know.
That's the God's honest truth.
Yeah, Pickett. Everyone's got hate on Pickett. I feel that one day he'll be a bit better. I gotta think this is gonna be like a momentum week to last week. They're at home.
But Dave, they should have never started him. I tried to tell you at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Don't start him. Mitch Trubisky's a guy, okay, that he could be like a Colt McCoy that finds his way on a bench and all of a sudden comes in for succession and can win you some football games. I could see Trubisky being one of those,
yep,
right?
Yep.
But there's no harm, absolutely no harm in letting Mitch Trubisky continue to get himself punched in the face or give the nod to Mason Rudolph, who's literally got hit in the face. I mean, it was a helmet by Miles Garrett. But I think you're better off letting Kenny Pickett sit, no matter who's in front of him, and learn the game. There have been so many times in the NFL where we rush these quarterbacks into positions, and this is a difficult situation for Pittsburgh because Kenny Pickett played his college ball right inside of that stadium. And I think everybody knew, like, the Trubisky or the Pickett chance were going to start as soon as Trubisky struggled, but I still don't think – that he should be in that situation. The Steelers would be in better shape going forward with him on the bench. This could be the first time in Tomlin's career that he – what is this? Is this the first time he's going to have a losing record in his career?
First time, 150%.
I mean, this is – if you're going to lose for the first time in your coach's career, do it with a guy that's used to losing. Leave Trubisky in there. Put Mason Rudolph in there. Let Kenny Pickett learn properly.
See, and I don't disagree. I know we talked about that earlier. And
that's coming from a guy that hates the Steelers.
I honestly believe that in any sport, and when it comes to a valuable rookie, that don't rush them in, especially to a situation that may not be successful. If you're a
especially
team,
at that position,
if you're a team that is bound to be successful, I know in football it's a little bit more. You know, if you're a successful team and you're hurting for a quarterback, that's going to be challenging. But if you're in a culture that is win now and you're young and a rookie, and then maybe that would make sense. But I always believe in development for sure. I'm not going to disagree with that. The Chiefs, Broncos, I got the Chiefs.
And he's got nobody to throw to. No. Nobody throw to right now.
Chiefs over the Broncos, Niners over the Bucks, Seahawks over the Panthers, Dolphins over the Chargers, Cardinals over the Patriots. And this is actually where I almost fell out of my chair when we were talking scores. I had 21-17 Cardinals, and I had 35-7 Chiefs over the Broncos.
When you watch enough tape, take a random guess.
And the Buffalo Bills will have the most points this week, and the least will be the Jets. I think that was another difference that we had.
Bills play the Jets?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Jets' defense is better than you're giving them credit there.
I don't like – I hate on the Jets a lot.
I know, but here's the other thing is that Josh Allen has been struggling with that elbow issue for weeks. I mean, you look at the Thanksgiving game against the Lions. He threw a ton of balls in the dirt that normally he connects on. This is closer than you think it is.
I think so. I just not believe in the 7-5 hype on the Jets.
I'll give my score prediction on that. You're giving – what's your score prediction for Bills Jets?
So I'm going to say that the Jets are going to only get 6 this week on the Bills, and I'm going to say the Bills are going to get 38. It's going to be a 38-6 win for the Bills.
I could see this being a 24-10 because the other piece that you're not getting at here is that Von Miller's out. So no matter who's in – for the Jets at quarterback in his first game, this kid for the Jets, and I can't remember his name right now, he threw 3 touchdowns and no interceptions his first game quarterback for the Jets. Okay, so let's give him a break here. Let's see what he can do. I think that they can put 10 to 14 points on the board. I see this being like a 24-10, a 24-13 type game.
Fun fact, the Jets playoff chances boosted to 81%. If they beat the Bills, it'll boost to 81%, sorry, is what I should say, to making the postseason. Yes, the Jets might make the postseason. But I'm talking percentage and if they beat the Bills, but I think EJ and I agree that the Bills will win this week. It just, as EJ thinks, a little bit closer than what I think that it will be, 150%. Now, EJ, we talked our pick and we threw points in there in between my picks, which was great kind of extra content in terms of trying to get to all the points that we require. You know, in the world of football, there is college football and there is local football. There's lots to get into. So I want to give a quick shout out to something locally. The Cora Colts senior have won OFSA again. They've won OFSA for the 4th consecutive year. Now, if anyone's wondering what the heck is OFSA, if you're not from Canada or Ontario or Sault Ste. Marie, Algoma region, if you're from the United States, a little bit different. Your football is a little bit different, and I'll be honest, it's a little bit more competitive in terms of players and attracting players. But the Cora Colts football program here in Sault Ste. Marie has been a superior program ran by Tom Annett, a friend of the show as well. And it's a school that's very, very much enjoys the content of the Game Sports Show. So shout out to Cora, the high school here in Sault Ste. Marie, but they won their 4th OFSA title. Unbelievable that team is, and that football program. TPW is their run. Their hashtag is called TPW, and it's called Tough People Win, and they've been doing nothing but winning for the past 4 years, and they've won this game. Now, I had the score in front of me, so forgive me now that I'm wrong. But it was
52-14.
There you go. Thank you very much. EJ's got it on point, people, and that's why when I'm not hosting, he is. And that is impressive to win when you're talking about the All-Ontarios. And they did it in Guelph. It was obviously in Guelph. That's where OFSA was hosted. A lot of football games were there, and it was available on YouTube to stream, and even TGM was involved into that. So it was great to be involved, and I know some fans had some interactions in our link, so we appreciate that through the Game Entertainment Media site. But on the Game Sports Show, I want to make sure we give love to the Cora Colts locally. Well-deserved for an excellent football program. Now, EJ, in the world of college football, is there anything you want to give an update?
Hold on a second. Let's give the Cora Colts a little bit of credit here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is how you close out a game. They go up, Thibodeau runs in a 6-yard touchdown for the Colts, putting them up 7-0. Then they go up 14-0. Thibodeau scores a 2nd touchdown of the game. Okay, now they're up 14-0. When the next team comes, or was it Sault Ste. Marie Superior Senior? What is it? I don't know. Who did they play? I'm looking for it here.
So you have it.
I'm trying my best, guys. I'm BSing my way through this. But anyways, they go up 7-0, then they go up 14-0, then they go 14-7.
Jacob
That's
Hespler.
That's a big moment.
Jacob Hespler. Okay? They played Hespler.
So Dave, now normally we would make fun of you for this, but I'm going to bring up the third goal rule in hockey. You ever heard this before, the third goal rule?
I have.
Yeah, so if it's 1-1 and you score the third goal, you're pulling away. If it's 2-0, you score the third goal, you're coming back. If it's 0-2 and you score the third goal, you're coming back. Or if it's 2-0 and you score the third goal, you're up, you're pulling away. Like, the third goal in hockey is a huge thing, and I'd be willing to bet statistically it's like 80 to 85% true this team that scores the third goal wins.
Yep.
For them to go to a 14-7, which essentially in hockey is 2-1, and then bounce back and go another touchdown. That's how you win championships. You don't just play the game. You don't let emotion take over. You say, no, we got this, and you continue to dominate. And that's what they did. And that's why they won 52-14 over Jacob Hespler. There it is. Jacob Hespler.
Yep. C-W-O-S-S-A, Jacob Hesplayer of Cambridge.
Congratulations, Cora Colts. I've actually had the pleasure of seeing them play Escanaba here in Escanaba.
That's right, you did, and that was a
That's right. I was at that game. Escanaba pounded them.
Yeah, it was a very...
Welcome to America, bitches.
I think they need to get some more games out. That was really a really enjoyable opportunity for the Cora Colts football program, but it was very impressive.
I tried to sound good there, and I messed up. I had it so good until I looked at the team name.
They went, Ronan Provenzano ran for a six-yard touchdown. It was big, with 2:30 remaining in the half, and I think that was the pivotal. I remember hearing some comments. Jamie Antonello, actually, one of our hosts here on the Game Sports Show, who's been absent for almost a calendar year now, given a lot of circumstances, him being busy, 28-7 going into the half, and then they just kept going from there in the second half. And Cora earned that win, and you know, winning the NASA championship, now the OFSA Northern Bowl championship. It's been quite the successful season for the Cora Colts football program. And I do plan to have Tom Annett come on before the Christmas holidays. So hopefully that is a part of our next week's segment for the show, if not the following week, because just remind listeners, we will have In the Pocket next week and we'll have In the Pocket the following week before we go on our Christmas holidays, our usual two-week holiday that we take at Christmas time for the Game Sports Show. So I'm very excited to get Tom and get some of the guys on. And hopefully Jamie can be around for that show as well, a little holiday show for him to come on to and return back and do some
bring some holiday cheer.
Bring some holiday cheer and come be part of some hosting again. But now, EJ, I want to, before we close out, I don't know if there's any updates that you want to give in the world of college football. I want to make sure I give you some love that, or even any local football around your area. Up to you.
Well, the local football scene's done. The state champions have been dubbed, another member for the UP, although Negaunee, congratulations to Paul Jacobson, athletic director Negaunee, and head coach, who I had the pleasure of having on our show, on our side here. Congratulations to making it to Ford Field. I believe it was Division 5, Division 6 state championship game. They kept it really close, and then after the first possession of the second half, it was kind of all downhill for them. But congratulations, hell of a year, hell of a season. So I'll give you that for the high school football season here. Powers North Central Jets, I'm sorry, they win their third straight state championship game. I also had the pleasure of doing the color commentary with UP Sports Hall of Famer Jerry Root for that game. So I actually got to see that. That game is played at the Upper Dome. Congratulations to the Powers North Central Jets. As far as college football season goes, last weekend was kind of interesting, and the college football playoff scene has been set, and I don't know that I fully agree with the slate. But you have number one Georgia, number two Michigan, number three TCU, number four the Ohio State University, and I'll let my bias play a little bit there. I actually disagree with this ranking. I think TCU should have been left out. I think Bama, even at a two-loss team, makes a much more compelling case, just because TCU had to come from behind in so many games to unranked teams that they won, and then you lose to number 10 Kansas in your conference championship game. I just don't think they have the most complete resume, but when you look at the rankings, go look at it. I mean, the committee took the teams with the four best records. There are only two teams with no losses and two teams with one losses, and they're all here. So number one, Georgia takes on Ohio State at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, and that's going to be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. That's at 8 p.m. On December 31st. And then you have Michigan, number two in the country, taking on TCU, number three in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. That's a State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, 4 p.m. again on December 31st. So that's your New Year's Eve slate, not the complete New Year's Eve slate, but college football playoffs going on. You have the potential of an Ohio State-Michigan national championship. And boy, could that be a lot of fun for a lot of people that listen to this show, or just fans of college football in general. I mean, you ask a lot of people, Ohio State-Michigan is considered one of the greatest rivalries in college football, if not the greatest rivalry in college football. It's called the game for a reason. Me, as an Ohio State fan, I don't want that to happen, just because, in my opinion, if Ohio State does beat Michigan in the national championship, well, they're still 1-1. Are you really the national champion? I just don't want to see that. Could it be cool? Sure. Will I take a title if they win? Yeah. But I think the Georgia Bulldogs, led by Stetson Bennett, the rushing game and the defense that they have, one of the best defenses in the country. I think that they have an opportunity to take down an Ohio State team that may be lacking some confidence after that Michigan game. I think Michigan absolutely dominates TCU, and I think we have a Georgia-Michigan national championship. So that's the news in college football. And back to you, Dave. There you go.
See, now with college football, everyone wonders why I don't chime in my name, because everyone that does follow the show knows I'm an Oregon Duck guy. But I'll be honest with you, when it comes to watching college football, I don't
Oregon
get to enjoy.
Ducks win the big games.
I couldn't get the chance to watch as college football or follow that as much, given all the content we do. But that's why EJ is here to sub in and get that. Well, he does more than
I try to watch a little
football,
bit of everything.
But it's good to have every piece of the football touched on, as we promised. And as we get into 2023, there'll be a bit more of a layout for local slash college.
You know,
professional.
You still never had me on a hockey show as many times as I've offered. And for those that listen, I actually have never played one snap of football in my entire life. I had the pleasure of learning football from my father, who played collegiate football. Many would say that he had a shot at the NFL. But got hurt. He would have been on like those 70s Cowboys Niners teams. Oh. You know, he probably could have played with like the Elways or the Montanas at some point in his career. And the Steve Youngs. Yeah. I mean, he was allegedly pretty good. And I have some articles like, I think Mike Singletary, and please fact check me if I'm wrong here. Last I look, I think Mike Singletary had the record for most tackles in a game at 38. And there's an article my sister showed me where my dad had like 40 in a game.
Oh,
yeah. My dad wasn't anything like snuff at, but yeah, Oregon's something to snuff at this year though, Dave. They stink.
Yeah, they're not exciting to watch.
But hockey was my point though, was hockey was my best sport. I actually played hockey. I probably could have played some junior A, maybe some junior AA, maybe a little D3, but that's probably where I would have petered. I think I would have stopped in juniors, but I did play when I was in the Air Force as assistant captain of our base team that won second place in the Armed Forces Classic National Championship. For the military. So Dave, I know my puck, man.
You do, and
put me on a hockey show.
I'm not saying I'm not saying it. I was I'm doing it and holding. I'm not saying that respective sport on a football show. You're not making me break this
soccer
show. I have said soccer.
You can talk about hockey now. I brought it up. You're allowed.
Nah. See,
I already brought it up, so you're fine. We only make fun of you when you bring it up first.
Which is most of the time, pretty often.
It's
almost every show. That's why, EJ.
That's actually why we haven't been on the air. It had nothing to do with Scott. It had nothing to do with people not showing up. It's just because we didn't want to listen to Dave talk about hockey.
No, they're making excuses, 100%. No, it's good. In the Pocket had a week off, and we were back this week. We have two more weeks until our Christmas holidays, and Heichel's birthday's today. Heichel's had a baby. He's off to the new year. You know, it's a definitely busy times for the Game Sports Show. We have a new reformatting starting in 2023. We got the Monday show returning on Monday, which is December the 12th. Lots of things coming, and lots of things still going to come for the Game Sports Show, and also for TGEM. Got to give TGEM a shout out there as well, as it's all interconnected in a certain which way. But they are separate entities. I must stress, the Game Sports Show and TGEM are separate entities, okay? And that makes sense because I've already explained it how many times on the show and to people. So, EJ, it's been in the pocket, and we're in season 6, man. Everyone knows the drill. We're getting towards the conclusion now. We've talked NFL. We've talked local football for the core Colts football program. You've touched on your side of the border, and you've also went into good extensive detail about the college football scene. And it's time to close out the show. We're following time constraints pretty good for once here, which has been a feedback we've been hearing a lot of. And I think we put a lot in this 34 minutes. And we still got some commercials I'm plugging into here. So it's going to be under 40 minutes of content, and all of it's always electrifying. So, EJ, I want to say thank you for taking the time this week. You and I will be back on here next week, my friend.
Your Oregon Ducks, this is what I was getting at. Your Oregon Carolina Tar Heels in the Holiday Bowl. That game's going to be played on December 28th at Petco Park in the home of San Diego Padres, 5 p.m. Holiday Bowl record for the Ducks is 2-1. So there you go. Good luck.
Positive news. I like that.
Go Browns.
And congratulations on you getting an additional show going on. And we're very happy to have you continue to be with us, because you're one of the originals. It's great for all this to be together still. So,
one, thank you. Thank you, Butch. Thank you, Scott. Everyone in the TGEN network. There's no way, and I want to be very clear here, there's absolutely no way that I'd be in this spot if it wasn't for Dave and Scott allowing me to chirp in a bar and get on the show and invite me to be a part of this. So I wouldn't be where I'm at without you guys, and that includes listeners as well. So thank you all. I appreciate the kind words, Dave.
150%, my friend. Now I'm here to remind listeners, until our next upload, which we always have many, I'm here to remind you, keep your stick on the ice, swing your bats, catch your touchdowns, drain your threes, and shoot your shots. Booyah.